We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Paint. P-A-I-N-T. Paint. Like watching paint dry. Text paint to 72881 by the end of the hour for your chance to win $1,000, just like Crystal did yesterday. Paint. That number again, 72881. One lucky winner gets $1,000. Why wouldn't you enter this contest? It takes 2 seconds. However, message and data rates will apply if you're subject to those. Paint.
Maybe someone's driving and that's why they wouldn't, but you should.
They have till the end of the hour.
Yeah, text. Do it. Yeah. It's worth it.
Yeah. 12 times a day. Just hang out here all day, get the words. Maybe you walk away with $1,000. All right. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Oakland A's. Baseball is back. Opening day and night with the A's. Check out athletics.com/green today. Stephen Hawking's passed away.
Lots of controversy as to whether he passed away on Tuesday or, in fact, on early Wednesday morning, which would make it Pi Day.
Right.
Which would be so much more cool.
Right. And also Albert Einstein's birthday.
Right.
Which is today. So, you know, and I just think that would be, it would be super cool.
It would be way better.
I wonder if they held the news until Pi Day. Like, would his family actually have thought it through that?
One of the stories that I read said he passed away very early Wednesday morning England time. Another story I just read said it was Tuesday evening. So
okay.
I don't know or care, but you'd think all of the science fans would be pushing for Pi Day.
Sure, Pi Day. I'm going Pi Day. He died at 12:01 Pi Day.
But then again, science people, they don't, you know, they're not fudgers. You know,
that's true. They want to just,
they're not creative
make sure
types. They're like, it's
fact-based.
Supposed to be what it is.
Right.
Duh. I don't know.
Yeah.
I know you're a fan, though, so sorry.
I am
about
a fan.
That.
I just think it's, you know, it's just one of the people that sort of, to me, you know, not that I understood anything that he was talking about. I simply don't have that kind of brain, but I appreciate the smart people in the world because I think they're the ones that solve all the problems. They're the ones who bring us, you know, brought to you by smart people. This computer sitting here, these lights, the car that you drive, like all the things that I couldn't possibly invent, but I certainly enjoy. And just the ideas that Earth is our cradle and that we must look out and the origins of the universe. I just think it's, you know, thank God for people like that. Thank dog, whatever. I don't believe in God, so I shouldn't really thank him for that much stuff. Thank you, universe, for the
you
guy.
You think he took LSD?
You know, I don't know. Wouldn't his medical problems make that a
real
risk? Well,
I would guess it would have happened in his youth. I don't think he would have done it in his wheelchair.
Yeah. Well, he was diagnosed with this motor neuron disease. You know, they're in this particular story I have in front of me, they are referring to it as a rare early onset form of ALS. So, and that's, you know, I'm not sure exactly what was up with him. But he was diagnosed in, I think, 63. So it's possible. I mean, he was like a college kid for a really long time. They didn't show that in the movie. So I'm going to guess he was busy working on his PhD.
No, it says he never took it.
Oh, yeah, he seems like a guy who would have admitted it, frankly. Did you happen to see, I looked a little bit, but I couldn't see anything about how painful this particular disease is.
I didn't see anything about it either, but it looks.
Oh, it looks horrible.
Excruciating.
The man's body is, you know, the incredible brain being housed in this body. That
twisted.
Is, that has just let him down. He was diagnosed at like age 21, 22, and they actually only gave him like maybe 2 years to live. They said that's that. And that was I think that's when he married his college girlfriend, at least in the movie anyway. And then a few years later she's like, it was only supposed to be for 2 years, I gotta go. He's like, all right, off you go.
They all list, right, actually though, go. In the story I found, a lot of geniuses did experiment with lots of different stuff to help expand
Sure.
Their mind, I guess.
People do have, you know, incredible revelations. Some people do while on whatever drug. You know, certainly when I was a kid, I would smoke pot and think that I was having all these brilliant ideas.
Well, that's different. Those are delusions.
Right. Agreed. Because you'd be sober the next day and think back and go, wow, that was
so dumb.
Just continuing my dumbness.
All right.
Let's get high again. That seems like the best idea I could possibly have. Hawking, they are saying in this particular story that he died early this morning. So he was in England. So however many hours ahead they are.
It's 2 p.m. there right now.
Okay, so that
2:11 p.m.
So 7 hours ahead. And when I read the story at 4 in the morning, it was like a 7-hour-old story. So he would have died around midnight, I guess. I don't know. That involves math. We'll leave it to Stephen. According to the story, he died early Wednesday morning. His three children released a statement saying, "We're deeply saddened that our beloved father passed away." He wrote several landmark books, including A Brief History of Time. His black hole theories and discoveries were so vast that the radiation that comes from them is called Hawking radiation. Hey. Started as himself on many shows. The 2014 movie about his life, The Theory of Everything, was nominated for Best Picture. Eddie Redmayne won the Oscar for Best Actor. He played Hawking. He reportedly turned down a knighthood that he was offered later in life because he didn't like the funding that was in England. That he said, "You guys don't give enough money to science, so I'm not taking your knighthood."
Well, I could see why plenty of people in England would say, "We need to stop funding the royals in general."
Yeah, let's fund science and not fund the royals. He was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom here in the U.S., never won a Nobel Prize, and died at 76, which is the age Albert Einstein was when he died. And today is Albert Einstein. We talked about this a little bit earlier. Today is Pi Day, 3.14, and also Albert Einstein's birthday, which is amazing. And so it would be incredible if he died at the exact same age as Albert Einstein and on his birthday.
And on Pi Day.
Come on, man. It has to have happened that way.
Okay. Have you finished that book, Origin, yet?
No.
By Dan Brown?
I'm halfway. I'm only halfway through it.
All right.
Edmund's handheld just bit it.
It's a good book.
Yeah, it's a great book. I'm really worried about this reveal.
I had the same concern when I was reading the book. There's a build up, and this person, the scientist in the story, is going to answer the questions of the universe, the big ones.
Yeah.
Where do we come from and where are we going?
Let me just ask you this.
Yes.
Did you find the ending satisfying? Oh, no.
It's a tough answer because... I want to tell you what
don't,
I think,
yeah, don't,
but it, it'll,
no.
it
we'll
could
have
give
to
away
wait.
Something.
Well, let's just wait till I finish.
I'd like to hear what you think.
I'd
like to hear it.
No, this is a Dan Brown book called
Origin.
Let
me say it this way. There's a bunch of proof.
Oh, no.
No. Let me just say. So everyone talks about getting off of our planet and all this stuff. And my personal belief is we could just do a better job caring for this planet, the one we're on.
Sure.
But it doesn't seem like we, as a race, I'm not talking about China or Russia.
No,
I mean,
as a human race,
that we can't seem to get on the same page and go, we need to calm the amount of humans being born per year to this.
Mm-hmm.
However we do that. Like, we just can't get on the same page. So right. We are going to end up doing irreparable damage to the point where...
Well, hopefully we'll
it's one of these other few options. I just wish that we would all just see it's plain. It's right there in front of our faces. We're going to run out of water. We're going to run out of resources. We need to calm the hell down.
Right.
Why can't we just... But I guess you wouldn't vote. The person who ran on that platform, you wouldn't vote for him. You'd say, wait a minute, you're going to take away my 45-minute shower? No.
Right.
Wait a minute, you are taking away plastic bottles? No.
Yeah, all things that need to happen. Yeah, it's, well, you know, and even if we did all of a sudden have a huge reversal and we all started living, you know, in order to protect the planet, at some point the planet is gone too. So we need to get off this planet or
well,
humans only exist
So what, then I'm curious to see what you'll think of the
I'm
answer
interested.
Then.
To see too.
So, what did you think of the book?
I loved the book. It was fun. It was super.
It's a good caper.
It's a good read. It's called Origin by Dan Brown, the guy who wrote The Da Vinci Code. It's a good book.
Yeah.
What do you want to tell us about the end?
Oh, well, I was trying to say that I wish that the end looked more like I just spoke of, which is that humans got all woke and went, you know what?
We
could just turn back a lot of this damage by changing the way we function starting right now.
Did you ever read, I think it's a Dan Brown book, Deception Point?
I did, and I loved it.
Yeah, I love that one, too.
I think that's one of his first books, actually, which had nothing to do with
No,
this,
there's no Langdon.
Langdon.
Right. Okay, let's do the Billboard Hot 100. These are the top songs in the country at this moment. At number 100 is SZA with Broken Clocks. You between my arms. And number one again. I believe this is 7 weeks at number one. Yeah, I'll say. I feel like tricking is more like it. Drake has tricked us all into liking this song. God's plan. Oh, this is your number one song in the country right now.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, great.
Bridges ain't cheap. Whatever, Drake.
Drake. Anyway, there's the big songs in the country right now. Netflix is in the news today. It is awesome. You know, one of the biggest challenges facing parents today is, how do I get my kid to watch more TV, to look at more screens?
Oh, really?
Well, Netflix has the answer for you. They've turned watching TV into a game where you get rewards
for time invested.
Yeah, for time spent watching. They've added what looked like a bunch of badges and achievements. They've just started testing this. I don't know that, I don't believe I've seen any of this on my TV. But they're calling it a patches feature. It gives kids digital badges for completing things on Netflix. You can rack up accomplishments like watching every episode of Fuller House, get a badge for that, binging Skylanders Academy.
This is pretty common stuff. So this is on the Apple Watch. When you close your circles each day, depending on, you know, how much exercise you got, it sends you little messages with rewards and little badges. And so one might be like, today you ran the fastest mile you've ever run.
Oh.
Badge. Today you've run the farthest you've ever run. Badge. So
you kind of collect them. They're meaningless, but they're in your collection.
But they're little milestones, and as they... And you'd be surprised. You do.
Those
find
seem
yourself
like healthy
going,
milestones to well, me, as opposed to you sat on your ass for 17 hours straight. Here's your badge.
And yet, here you are getting another badge, and it rewards the very. We're just simple humans, you know.
We
in
really
the end,
are.
We're like, hey,
winning.
Yeah. I just won something.
Basically, it turns watching Netflix constantly into a game with little red locks shown on collectible achievements until they're unlocked. They're calling it sinister in this story. Plenty of parents are not going to be cool with this. Netflix says, hey, we're just trying it out. Might not be permanent. Were you a Deal or No Deal fan?
Deal or No Deal? I don't.
That's the one where the girls, there was like 50 girls standing there with suitcases.
Oh, this is Howie Mandel.
Yes, yeah.
I watched it. I can't say that I watched it more than once, though.
Yeah.
So I've seen it.
I've seen it a few times, and it, you know, sometimes you'd come across it on your TV and you sort of stumble into it, and I'd get stuck there a little bit because you wanted to see if the person was going to take a deal or not. It's coming back. CNBC is reviving Deal or No Deal with Howie Mandel. The network says it's a perfect fit because of its focus on business and money, which seems like a bit of a stretch to me, but okay. I don't have a premiere date yet, but it looks like sometime this fall. They're also not being clear whether this is a weekly or a nightly thing. I want to say they used to play it every day. There was something like 573 episodes of it.
Oh, my. Really?
I know. So I don't know if it was just like five times a week, but that didn't seem like it was on that long. And for there to be that many episodes, they must have been playing it constantly. The show's original primetime run on NBC went 05 to 09. There were two more seasons in syndication. So 573 over 6 years, That's a lot. So that couldn't have been every day, but maybe they did it every day for, you know, whatever their season ran. I don't know. But it's coming back, so if you missed it, you know, I'm sure there'll be a whole new crop of suitcase girls. And what was the deal? You picked like 10 suitcases first, and then you started opening them. And then...
I don't remember.
Who did you say who the new host was?
It's Howie Mandel again. Yeah, he's coming back. So more fist bumping. Is HBO saying with this story that every character is going to die? I mean, they have no problem killing people, don't get me wrong. Game of Thrones is coming back for its final season next year. The show has, by one count, and I guess they're counting all the battles, all the wars, et cetera, there have been 174,000 deaths. And, of course, of those, there have been a few that you're just, you know, you hold your head in your hands and go, oh, my God, I cannot believe that just happened. Hodor.
Oh, come on.
Of all the ones, that's the one you mentioned?
Well, that one, the one with in the first season, at the very end of the first season, that one was surprising.
I thought that one that you just mentioned was so weak, the way they tied that in to hold the... Come on, really? That's what he's been saying this whole time?
That was amazing.
No,
I thought that
was
the most amazing reveal I'd ever seen. I'm like, oh my God.
Why?
Because... It happened because he visited him back in the day, and now he's saving his life. He's like, oh, my God, you didn't think that was like a beautiful circle?
No.
Oh, my God.
So deep, right?
Dorky.
Hold the door. It's brilliant.
Brilliant. Beyond. The foresight they've had for this thing and just the little like nuances where they've gone back to season one to remind you of just like this one phrase. It's so good.
Make Stephen Hawking say Hodor over. Hodor.
Don't just Stephen Hawking.
Do it. Oh, listen. God. The guy passed away. Yeah. I said the butt.
Yeah, the butt, sure.
I didn't say anything other than that. I certainly didn't.
You sure about
that? I certainly did not.
It doesn't sound right.
Let me hear it.
Try to spell it phonetically.
Yeah, that sounds like folder.
Yeah, we don't want to hear folder.
I don't want to hear folder.
We want to hear
don't worry, Vinny. I didn't.
Door.
I swear to you, I didn't say anything.
Not folder.
Oh, I got it.
I just was missing.
Is that better?
How'd you spell it?
Let me hear it.
You better spell it the right way.
Put like three H's at the beginning. See if it can get a going.
Spell it H-O-E.
Oh, H-H Hodor, never mind.
Are you spelling H-O-E, like ho?
I am, yes.
Okay, that helps.
And anyway.
Doors, like the front door. You know?
Anyway, I need the paddles to get my heart going again.
Stop it.
Not me. Are you reading the article from Esquire?
Where is this from?
I
can't tell where it's from.
All
it's
right, printed. Tell me what you're going to say.
Some HBO executive said, it was a really powerful moment when production started. None of the cast had received scripts prior, and one by one they started falling down to their deaths.
Mm.
So it's unclear if he's referring to the characters' deaths or they just...
Died in real life.
Yeah. From
as their characters were dying, they actually died.
By the way, this is the same HBO executive who's apologizing for another interview where she said that their budget is being raped by the second season of Big Little Lies. It's a bad choice of words.
Is it?
Isn't it? In this day and age.
Well, I think we knew what she meant, right?
Yes.
Do we always need to be outraged? Always?
We do.
Every time?
Yes. The answer is yes.
And I think I got...
I have a Snapchat story here, but it's bad news, so I'm going to
skip
it.
Do it. I'm going to look it up.
Snapchat looks better than ever, everyone.
Do it. Do the story. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. This particular portion of the program is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. This weekend, Taste of Yountville Food, Wine, and Music Festival honors the lives of the three brave women who lost their lives in the tragedy at the Pathway Home. The festival's going to donate a portion of ticket sales from Saturday, March 17th and Sunday, March 18th to support the victims' families through the Three Brave Women Fund, which is created in their honor. You can go to tasteofyountville.com for tickets and details on how you can donate to the fund. And actually, we have some passes right now to give away to see the ex-ambassadors Friday night. So this is the night before the whole thing kicks off. It's when is Friday? Day after tomorrow. Holy crap. This week's going by fast.
It is?
Yeah. They're going to be at the V Marketplace in Yountville, and you'll get a meet and greet with the band, plus a pair of tickets to the Taste of Yountville for Saturday, March 17th, where there will be a silent auction to benefit the Three Brave Women Fund and other ways to help. We'll take caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. You win it all. You do have to be over 21 to win, 21 or older. So call now, 800-400-3697. Who's going to answer the phones?
Yeah, me.
Hooman is going to. So Yuzette's out today. Hooman is stepping up. And Soleil, our intern, is stepping up as well.
Soleil.
No, Soleil is basically playing the role of Yuzette. There's Fresh, and then there's In-N-Out Burger Fresh. Come see your made-to-order burger being freshly prepared before your very eyes and taste the In-N-Out difference.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose,
and Dublin.
And their new location in Berkeley.
Let's do the Berkeley one together from now on when they do the test.
Okay. We'll wait for the new location in Berkeley.
It's not going to happen again today. Sorry, guys.
We'll try to remember for next time. Yeah.
Here's what's happening. The late winter storms that we're currently getting. Last night, while in bed at 9 o'clock in Santa Cruz, it was torrential.
The heavens unleashed.
Like, sounded like the house was coming down around me.
Oh.
So we're getting a good storm. It's a late winter storm, and snow is piling up. In the Sierra.
Oh, that's good news.
The National Weather Service, there's going to be periods of heavy snow and strong winds today and again Thursday and into Saturday.
Oh.
Elevations above 3,000 will get 1 to 3 feet of snow.
Oh, that's great news.
Pass elevations are going to get 5 feet of snow through late Friday.
Oh, boy.
5 feet.
Hit Boreal.
So
really high.
If you're headed to the mountains, you can expect whiteout conditions, chain controls, and road closures.
So lots of snow, but hard to get there.
Such great news, though, in the season. Oh,
more.
Yeah.
Did they do a measurement at the very end of the season, too?
I have to believe, yes, yeah. There's another springtime measurement.
Because we hadn't gone up that much, but...
2 or 3 more measures.
Right. Oh, keep it coming.
Today, just so you know, if you're just waking up, Stephen Hawking passed away, so rest in peace. He's the genius from England.
Yeah.
It's Pi Day, National Pi Day, which it's a mathematical number, 3.14, dash over the top, representing infinity.
That's right.
We did a test earlier, and Soleil, who's playing the role of Yuzette today, did know 6 numbers deep.
That's all we passed even the decimal asked for.
And she won $5, everyone.
Did you already pay her?
I have not. No. In fact,
just keep a little running tally. Maybe you'll win a bunch of games today. I don't know.
Or
sometimes it adds up for Vinny.
We'll trick you out of your money
like you did to me
yesterday.
Let's do that. That's a good idea. Try to trick her out of it.
There I was with $12.50. And the next thing you know,
well, you
I'm
lose
broke.
A game. You know, you have to opt out of future games. You have to know when to quit, Ben.
National Pi Day, nerds. Have fun.
Thank you.
Oh, and today is National School Walkout Day. A lot of schools around the country are participating. They'll be exiting school at 10 o'clock for 17 minutes to represent each of the kids killed in that high school in Florida. Mm. So it's
already happened on the East Coast. And it'll, you know, when it's 10 o'clock here, our kids will walk out.
The people at Harris Interactive just released the results of their annual study on companies' reputations. The company we like most right now is...
Google.
Amazon.
Oh.
I can't even believe you guessed anything other than Amazon.
I have feelings about Amazon that I'm conflicted about because...
Why?
You're religious about them. I know, but I actually feel guilt over they're so easy to use, but I don't go to brick and mortar anymore.
You should feel guilty about that. I do.
Thank you for confirming my guilt feelings. They've just put so many places out of business. Even big stores, big chain stores are just going away. And to me, that means less jobs and big empty places and malls.
Right.
You know, I just feel like that's not really good for anybody.
Well, they're the company we like most right now.
Sure do.
So
I sure like them the most. And
they're
feel
doing
guilty about it.
Something right, mm-hmm. which is, there you are. You're conflicted, and yet.
I'm using them every day.
Paper towels are on the way.
Right.
Click. Dishwashing soap on the way.
Yep. Remember a few years ago we did, I think we did a short sponsorship for Cleanwell, the hand soap.
Yeah.
I love that stuff. And I buy it. I go on Amazon and find it, and I can find it there. I can't find it anywhere else. And
Cleanwell is the natural Purell.
Yeah. It had like thyme in it. Like thyme oil was the bacteria killer. But I just love the smell of it. I get the orange vanilla. And I buy it like 10 bottles at a time once a year.
Get out of here.
That's the hand soap I want.
But it's not soap. It's that. It's just.
Oh, no.
That...
I buy the soap. They do have a spray.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking
yeah.
of.
Yeah. No, this is a foam soap in a little, you know, by the side of your sink dispenser. I put it in all my bathrooms.
Interesting. You know, I fall for the candy-colored Method.
Oh, I like Method, too.
Every time.
Yeah.
Look at all the colors.
I know. We use the grapefruit one for, like, the Windex equivalent. We use the Method grapefruit,
like
that pink stuff.
Second grader sitting there picking the purple.
Well, they're so pretty.
Oh, the bright green.
Gotta smell them. It's all about the smell for me.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I just...
What about unscented?
No, I don't like unscented. Mm.
Wegmans Grocery Store, Tesla, Chick-fil-A, Disney.
Oh.
H-E-B Grocery.
Never heard of it.
Me
H-E-B?
Neither. UPS, Publix Grocery Stores, Patagonia, and Aldi Grocery Stores. So groceries, everybody.
These are all
our favorite companies.
Huh. Whole Foods isn't on there, huh?
Nope.
Well, Amazon is on
right.
So they're covered under that umbrella.
It looks like H-E-B is in Texas.
Oh.
The most hated company is Takata, which is the Japanese auto parts company with the defective airbags.
Yeah.
22 people dead.
I would think that the Volkswagen would also be a hated company because of the
lies
they told
us. No, Volkswagen not on the list, weirdly. And a lot of people seem to have just gotten right over that. I'm surprised by it.
Well, they're certainly not mentioning it in their ads, Vin.
The Weinstein Company is on the hated list, as is Equifax.
Oh, yeah. Screw you, Equifax.
Wells Fargo, the Trump Organization, Monsanto, BP, Experian, Goldman Sachs, and Halliburton round out your most hated companies.
Mm.
That's from a Harris poll. How about a fast fact?
I'd love a fast fact.
Whole Foods is only the number two biggest seller of organic food in the United States.
Really?
Who's number one?
Is it farmers markets?
Is it like Costco or something like that?
It's Walmart.
Oh, my God.
The number one biggest seller of organic food.
Wow. That's a surprising fast fact.
More chocolate is sold at Brussels National Airport in Belgium than any other place in the world.
Well, that makes sense.
Really? You're on your way out, and that's when you stop to get the chocolate for the Belgian people,
and there you are at the airport realizing you haven't gotten anything for your kid.
Once you get through security, that's when you buy.
Because then you're not paying any
No, that's because then they won't take
it.
They won't take it.
Or tell you to eat it right there.
Yeah,
we tried to get peanut butter and little jelly through the airport when we went to Disney.
Oh, and they weren't letting you do it?
Pulled us aside, pulled it out. We're like, it's sealed, guys. It's peanut butter and then jelly. And there's the kid. Well, actually, I eat it too. So, no, you can't take this. Sorry, guys.
Were they made into sandwiches already?
No,
or
it was the jars and
Got
a loaf
it.
Of bread.
What is up with you? God, you don't think they're going to have supermarkets?
We just, there we were. We got it. We just figured.
Carried his groceries through security. You weirdo.
Circumcision became popular in the late 1800s because it was supposed to cure men from sleeping with themselves.
Oh, really? No, there is no cure for that.
Right. That's for sure. Hmm. Well, there is, actually. I take that back.
What is it?
Help from someone nice that you like a lot.
Oh. But even then, you said you'd still appreciate
would, but, you know, if there you were, yet again, getting in the way of me and myself, I wouldn't mind.
You're welcome.
A woman on Twitter named Angela Brisk just posted her method of sticking it to guests she has over to her house that she doesn't really like.
Why is she having them over to her house?
This is the thing. There's the question. Why would you invite someone over
that you don't want to be there? Okay, how does she stick it to her guests? Are these overnight guests or just guests who are coming for dinner?
I assume it's just the dinner guests, but she boils hot dogs, then pours the water into an ice cube tray and freezes it, and then she makes drinks for people with the ice cube, the hot dog water ice cubes that she doesn't like.
What is the matter with her?
I don't know.
Are there so many people that she doesn't like? She's got to pre-make hot dog ice cubes? That is...
I mean,
is all her own fault. She's just an awful person. Maybe she just likes torturing people and really has no friends but is offering to feed people because she just wants to give them the... Oh, God.
You're the one who's already figured out how to kill people, your enemies, so to speak. So I thought you might relate to this.
I can't relate. I can't. I can relate to sometimes you might have someone over your house that you're like, God, I wish this person would leave. But I'm not going to...
Is it human?
No.
Oh.
I don't want to be the person with a reputation for serving disgusting tasting drinks either.
Who do you have over that you are like,
I
don't
know. You might
wind
up with someone at your house that you're like, why? How did I get myself into this?
Oh.
But it doesn't happen so often that I have to pre-make
hot dog flavored
ice cubes. And so,
how's your soda? You like to plan?
Sure. I mean, don't people do that?
I don't. I hate to plan. You never know when the surf's going to get good. You hate to see stuff on your calendar out there a couple months in advance when the surf could get good, and there you are.
Well, I do like to have...
It's awful.
You know, things on my calendar.
Anyway, almost a third of people have already booked their summer vacation. Have you?
I have. Two of them, actually.
What?
Yeah. Well, but they're both family things that I'm obligated to go to. But yes, they're booked.
You're obligated to go to?
Well.
You know you're grown, right?
I do, but I also have an entire family to consider, and I'm not going, they're not dragging me. I'm happy to do it, but it's required.
What obligation, though, could it be? Is it like a wedding or something?
No, the one of them is a family reunion.
You're not obligated to be at that. My goodness.
In the family.
I know. But
and the rest
really...
of my family is also in the family, so they also want to go. I want to go. It's going to be great. It's going to be in Maine.
In Maine?
Yeah.
You hate Maine.
No, I like Maine. I just think the people there are ugly. Don't confuse the two. Maine is beautiful.
Okay.
They're just not attractive. I'm sorry, Maine people. And if you're listening to me right now and saying, we're not, you left. Stop it. And the other one is my brother's 50th.
Oh, yes. Does he know about this yet?
He does know. In fact, he throws this thing called Dunderfest. He throws it every year where he assigns, that they do 40 songs, and he knows all these musicians, so he assigns you what songs you're going to be playing drums or keyboard or guitar or you're singing it or whatever. So it's sort
of... This is your brother, John.
My brother, John. He does this every year, and I've never been able to go to one before, but this is his 50th, so... And I just got my... track listing for the songs that I'm performing.
Oh, what?
On, so
what are you doing?
It's a long list. I'm doing, I don't know, I'm on probably 15 of the songs. I'm singing some, I'm drumming on some. So it should be pretty fun.
And you have to learn those.
Got to learn the songs. You have to be able to, you learn them to the record and then you get up there with people that you've never met before and you play the songs.
Will he re-perform the stand-up bit he did on your birthday?
Hey, he better not.
I hope he does.
Why would he? He won't.
I heard it was so good.
I heard it wasn't that good.
Our text number is 800-400. You were there. You laughed.
I was drunk.
You didn't laugh?
I laughed, but I was horrified also.
Our text number is whatever Bryn just played.
I don't think that's the actual one.
I'm so impressed you kids even know who Stephen Hawking is. Maybe there's hope after all, says 415.
Well, we are dummies.
That's nice. Real nice. I'm with Vinny, the source of Hordor was so weak.
Oh, God,
and there
it was
is no,
incredible.
Hold on, let them finish.
All right.
And there is no question that wasn't originally planned. It was just a weak contrivance.
Oh, stop it. It was excellent. Excellent.
I thought it was weak. Prince Harry's girl Meghan was a suitcase girl on Howie's game show.
Oh, I feel like I have heard that. That's interesting. Yeah, they just had a bunch of hotties, 50 of them or 30 of them. I don't know how many there were. I liked Deal or No Deal.
760 says, you guys, closing those Apple rings is addictive. It is addictive.
This is on your watch?
Your Apple Watch, yeah. I mean, I got the first one I got as a gift, and I am since, I'm a convert. I love it.
Oh.
And I never thought I would be. Do you like yours?
I do. I love it.
I might have to get, well, now I'm going to have an elliptical, and I'm allegedly going to be using that. So will that count? Will it count my?
Yeah, it'll count your moves.
I have an old one that you can try.
I would love to.
I'll clear it and let you try it.
Thank you, Vinny.
Done.
I'd love to try that.
And then, you know, at first you'll be like, look at me. I'm surrounded with a phone and a pad and now I got a watch on. What am I, a douchebag? And then a few minutes later, you're like,
I love being a douchebag.
Well, there's the temperature of the day and the sunset time.
Oh.
And
all right there.
You're mapping your walk. You go for a walk and you're like, well, look at that. I closed the green thing. Son of a biscuit. Mm. A productive day. And then you get your little achievement badges, and you start to go, huh, I set a record.
Oh,
I didn't
personal record.
I didn't know I was,
getting close, right.
I might have even gone harder had I known I was coming close to a record.
I didn't realize that these things were so cool.
It's surprisingly cool. Yeah, I'll bring it to you tomorrow.
I thought you broke it.
No. The first one I ruined. The second one I didn't. The third one, the one I'm currently wearing, I got with the... with the service.
Oh.
Like it's connected to.
Oh, so you don't need a phone.
It's connected to T-Mobile.
Oh, that's amazing.
So I could, not that. What are you laughing about? You don't have the connection?
No, I don't. It's
so nice. Yeah. I mean, I don't actually expect to get texts while I'm out surfing or care to.
Right, but you do.
But I could.
Right. If you could see them.
Well, I don't bother, surfing.
Just trying to get your strokes in.
Right, but that'll also close my greens.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet it does.
Yeah.
Sure.
Anyway, we've killed way too much time.
Yeah, we're doing that today. Yeah. I don't know what's happening on the show today.
Our producer's out.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. No one is pointing at her watch.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.